Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Every time they turn the lights down, just wanna go that extra mile for you. Your public display of affection feels like no one else in the room but you. We can get down like there's no one around. We keep on rocking.
We keep on rocking. Yeah.
Cameras are flashing while we're dirty dancing. They keep on watching.
They keep watching.
Keep on watching. Feels like the crowd is saying, Give me more. Wow. That was probably one of my best covers in a really long time.
Really good.
That was Give Me More, of course, by Britney Spears. And if you even needed to know who sang that song, turn off the pod now.
Get out of my house.
Go and listen to the entire Britney Blackout album. I believe her greatest album of all time. Now you're wondering, what year is it that we're listening to Britney's Blackout? Well, honey, the year is 2008, my favorite year, my year, the one and only year. The only year that matters, to be honest with you. So we're gonna, you know, get some pop culture to get us in the mood for our absolutely amazing episode today. As always, I am hitting us with the most hard-hitting, actual, factual news sources, information sources on the web. So today's factoids are brought to you by The Daily Orange. Ugh, don't you just love The Daily Orange? Now, number one, Barack Obama wins the race for the White House, in case you forgot. Number two, Sarah Palin flops due to a fake. What? This is so fucking poorly written. Sarah Palin flops due to a fake, in parentheses, SNL Katie Couric. What are they talking about? Tina Fey's Palin impression was impressive for two reasons. It actually managed to influence the election, and it successfully made Saturday Night Live relevant and funny, okay, if only for a fleeting moment. Not the Daily Orange dragging SNL.
A Tina Fey fan.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know about it.
Okay, number three, the Olympics / Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps winning 8 gold medals. That was really huge.
Wow.
Does that hit?
Honestly, the first thing I think I associate with him now is honestly BetterHelp.
Yes.
To me, he's like BetterHelp's Michael Phelps. And then what else did he do? Oh, gold medals.
Smoked pot.
Oh, smoked pot. Right.
And then
right.
Lost all of his endorsements and then got all of them back because everyone was like, wait, pot's not that big of a deal.
Agree. Can you imagine we shamed him for pot? I kind of love that. It's actually kind of punk rock. He's one of the last people to ever get shamed for like weed.
Well, here's my thing. He's like, yeah, I'm ripping a bong and also I'm a million times faster than all of you, even with fucking marijuana smoke in my lungs.
I mean, I remember just thinking like he's a swimmer. His lungs are like probably the most powerful lungs like in America.
His lungs
never mind
are the
world.
Size of my body.
So this bong rip, can you imagine a Michael
How
Phelps
huge?
Bong rip? Like,
let's see vid.
I'm just saying, I want to see.
Michael, if you're out there, leak vid of you ripping bong.
There's a really cute duck face at the end of that you guys didn't get to see.
They're gonna see it.
Oh, okay, right.
Camera three.
Oh God, I keep forgetting.
Okay, I have two more facts for us. Dark Knight, obviously, we've talked about this before in the pod. Like, Dark Knight, biggest movie ever, movie that I love. That's a rewatch for me, honey. Anytime I see it on the little tuber, I'm turning it on. Let it play. When I'm on the airplane, if I want something that's going to make me feel bad and good, let it play. And I'm going to end with this factoid because it's kind of poetically where we began. Britney Spears. Number 5 on the Daily Orange list is simply Britney Spears. Britney Spears' media adventures continued from last year, but instead of shaving her head for no particular reason this year, it actually ended differently for her. She produced some work in the form of hit singles, Womanizer, and Circus. Her 180 transformation from insane former pop idol to kind of regular pop idol isn't fully complete yet, but it's a damn good start. Okay, whatever little cunt...
Like, what a little bitch!
...is writing... Okay, this was written 15 years ago by Now, I feel as though we should bleep maybe that full name, but what a little bitch.
Let's get the handle.
What a salty bitch.
It just doesn't really seem to make sense that he has such a... Well, actually, he has strong opinions about SNL, strong opinions about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I know.
Honey, have you written Womanizer?
I know. Actually, Womanizer, I keep forgetting that this is the year that Britney, we were like, she's back. Like, okay, yeah. She got back on the horse.
Yeah, we're settled now.
The eyes are, there's a little bit of a twinkle in them again. Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's wondering, where were we when Britney was getting back on the horse? We were in Cranston, Rhode Island. And who are we? We are Dave Mazzoni.
Hello.
Now, Dave, today is a very special episode. Mm. Number one, because this is my first time recording my legendary, iconic, most important podcast in the world since I've been in Scotland.
I'm surprised you don't have an accent.
Me too. And number two, because we have a third in our recording today.
That's so triggering.
We decided to bring a third in.
Okay.
Very rare.
I've tried this before. It could get very complicated.
And let me tell you, it's never been done before on this pod.
Oh my God.
But I figured, what better person to come and be a third in our podcast than someone who graduated the same year as us, mm-hmm. went to college with you, mm-hmm. and went to high school with me. So our third today is former Senior Superlatives guest, always number one guest in my heart, Mr. Patrick Foley. Patrick Foley.
Hello, America. You can sort of think of this as like a Vanity Fair lie detector test video, except I'm the lie detector.
I don't like having to be accountable in front of someone else.
You're
like,
incredibly accountable.
It sucks because Patrick really knows like my past and my present and Greta.
And your future.
I'm excited to have Patrick here.
I'm too. Patrick's a great sounding board. We're just going to say, Patrick, what do you think of that?
Just and bounce then, things off
yeah,
of
we're
me.
Just going to, he's a wall we can bounce off
well,
of.
Way back in 2008,
yes.
I knew you as Patrick's friend, Greta.
There we go.
As literally the drunk girl in all of my high school pictures.
Yeah, it was like 100%. That girl, Greta, who's like, is she okay?
I mean, that was kind of the question some might say on everyone's mind.
It was never answered back then. It was always kind of in limbo.
And it's never answered now.
Well, you look great.
You look great.
I don't know. We've settled in a really nice place.
My face is sagging, but it's okay. Not gravity will get off of me when gravity. I go to the dermatologist.
Yeah, they got get a new face. They got stuff for that.
Dave, tell Patrick and I, what was going on with you in high school? What was your vibe? What were you like? What was your high school like? Tell me everything. Paint the picture. I need to know.
Okay, the landscape.
Yeah, the landscape.
Suburban Rhode Island.
Okay, what is that like? Because in my mind, it's giving beach. But
everyone
it's
thinks
also
yachts.
Maybe not.
No, everyone pictures like beaches and yachts. It's very much like Long Island-y. So close to the beach, but everyone is kind of a calzone, if
so
you
like
will.
So like mall. So like mall.
Yeah, malls, but like also like, I don't know, like a pizza place on every corner and like everyone's dad wants to open an Italian restaurant like 6 months of their lives.
Yes. Did your dad do that?
What? No, but he always wanted to.
Yeah.
It's like everyone thinks they make the best chicken parm hero that exists, which is really just three ingredients. Though I love chicken parm heroes. But
I mean, I should say you are kind of also a chef.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Yeah.
100%. My favorite thing to do is cook.
I love that.
Yeah, but like honestly, this period of my life, I wasn't cooking. I was like very involved in extracurricular activities.
Like what?
Well, I was a B plus student. I don't know about you guys.
I was not. I was a C minus student.
Greta and I had the same GPA, 2.7.
No,
that's bad.
Patrick did not have a 2.7. You got into NYU, bitch. There was no way in HE double hockey sticks you had a 2.7. I had a 2.7, and guess where I went? University of Arizona.
Well, I was really paranoid about getting into NYU. When I was a freshman, I saw a couple of kids in the theater program get into NYU, and it became like my absolute destiny to go to New
really?
York. Yes, it was like the only thing I wanted. But I knew I was like sort of not great at school, so I would like, I was in the honors classes and like the high level classes, but I was like sort of politically trading homework between my class members. And
but
sort
that's
of,
how you have to do it.
I mean, I was producing my homework.
If you're not going to commit to yeah. being a good student, I did not.
Well, no, I had tech week. I couldn't possibly.
How could you?
I was
it's
like...
It's called priorities, honey.
Yes. I had to worry about our production of Grease.
Were you in it?
Yes, I was.
What was your part?
It was a point of contention, actually. I really wanted to be Danny. I, of course, just like all young gay theater boys yeah. just like think you are the lead of every play.
Well, you are.
Like, no question. And I ended up being Duty, which is really actually a great role. Magic Change.
Who's Duty?
Duty is, he's not really like in the movie, but he has a song called Magic Changes, which is like a really big sort of like falsetto-y number like that happens in the first act. He's one of the T-Birds.
Can you like maybe give me a little taste?
I'm trying. I literally
Duty's song.
I was just about to go for it, and I can't remember the. I'm trying to think of the chorus. It's like a melody that's never the same. A melody that's calling your name and begs you, please come back to me. Please return to me. Don't walk away again. Or make them play again. The music I want to hear is once again you whisper in my ear.
Not
my
you. God. Not you. I'm trying to remember it full 32 bar cut.
Once you, it's one of those things
once
where
you crack
you
it.
Once you click in, it's like, yeah, oh, there yeah. it is. Yeah. But also, I didn't even get to the chorus. I remember like the verse. Weird.
I mean, that's Duty.
I remember my sister took such a... That's Duty, baby.
Period.
That's Duty, baby. You know, it really was. That's part of high school is like just realizing that you're more of a Duty like than you are a Danny. And that's okay.
That's kind of a huge lesson in life.
Really massive.
Because we all think that we want to be Dannys. Mm. But we might actually just be happier as duties.
I honestly wanted to be Sandy.
You are Sandy.
You guys
you
know.
You are Sandy.
I'm totally Sandy.
I'm 100%
I don't know if
Rizzo.
I can. Yeah,
you
oh,
are.
Yeah,
you're
Rizzo. I am a Rizzo through and through.
Ripping a cig. Knocked up.
I was Rizzo. I felt like I was Rizzo in high school.
You were.
Would you agree?
You were Rizzo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was Rizzo.
I think
Rizzo.
You're more of a Marty now.
I love Marty.
Marty, like taking care of, like marries for the money, like lives like an area of like the school that like no one can touch her. Like everyone's like kind of just like, Marty, she's amazing. I guess.
I love when Marty in the movie sprays her letters with her perfume. Mm. She's like, so they smell it and think of me later. What were those accents? Like, where were they supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Because they were all giving like Marty was giving like, yeah, aren't they cute? They're all my boyfriends, and so was Frenchie.
Yeah, and like Stockholm was like, Stalker Channing was like from like I don't know Staten Island,
something
giving like Ronkonkoma.
Yeah,
Ronkonkoma.
I was just thinking about what's that line where she's like, they're like a Marine.
Yeah. Ah!
Like I think she drops out like a flipbook yeah. of like all of the yeah. that's you all day.
That's Marty. Isn't
yeah,
it?
That's Marty.
Okay, so
you were a Rizzo, perhaps in the year 2008.
But now I'm a Marty.
Yeah, I think so. You've evolved.
And Patrick, I think
you're the principal.
Oh, that's good.
Who's like obsessed with like doing like doom doom yeah. doom doom.
Oh, that feels right.
That feels right. Also, that feels grounding.
Also,
that
you are good. You are a Duty, and also probably a Danny too.
Patrick in high Please. School would have been Duty. You would have been cast as Duty because you would have lost
high
Danny
tenor. That's a tenor
to
role.
Some fucker. Mm,
I would have lost Danny to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, in extracurriculars, was the Grease Duty freshman year?
No, that was my junior year. Actually, it was like, it was my junior year. And I remember being like, okay, well, I guess that, like Danny can be a senior. I was like, but my senior year, I better get the lead.
And?
And we did Oklahoma, and I was cast in the ensemble.
No!
It was Thank you for that reaction, by the way, because that is literally how I felt. It was end of the world. And I was like president of theater board. Like I had done so much.
If you're president of theater board and you can't even vote yourself into the lead, then what's the point of being president of theater board?
Dead ass.
Why did they hate you?
I don't know. And I'll never forgive my drama teacher to this day. And I remember I looked at her and I was like, She was like, the ensemble is an important role, and I think you should be thankful that a lot of kids wanted to get in the show and weren't in the show at all. I was like, I literally was like, oh, shove it, Nancy.
Yeah,
like,
fuck off.
The way I spoke to this adult woman is no question out of control and was like unhinged. But I went absolutely off on this woman. I quit the theater board. I quit the show. And the last thing I said to her before I left, like Leah Michelle, like tears in my eyes, was like, I'm going to get into NYU and I'm never going to fucking see you again.
You used the F word?
I absolutely. Well, this was like a drama teacher that she was crazy. She used to swear at us and like the way she used to get us to like act was like actually a lot like many of the teachers I would later have at NYU. We would later have. I mean, theater teachers are crazy.
Well, I'm so happy that Patrick is here so that he can give his POV, because I wasn't even allowed to interact with the theater teacher at our high school. So, Patrick, would you say that you had a comparable?
Wait, why?
She hated me.
Oh, and why?
Because I was hot and talented and powerful, period.
Oh,
and she couldn't handle.
See, I needed that confidence. I was literally like, that incident in high school started the beginning of my like, am I enough?
No. I would just like to say the rejection that I received in high school derailed me for a while because the information I was receiving was, you're not talented. Like, you shouldn't be pursuing this.
Yep.
So
you believed them for a little while.
Right. And then it took me like a while in my early 20s to find my way back. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I do think that, and we've talked about this ad nauseum on this podcast, drama teachers hold the sorcerer's stone. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that is what you want, is performing is what you want, like, you are born with something both fully realized and something deeply broken inside of you. And it's hard to have that, like, dichotomy, that marriage. Mm. And that's why you need a drama teacher to help you understand what that means, how to decode it, how to use it.
I wish she would have just looked at me and called me gay.
Yeah.
She really
She's like, honey, you're gay.
I just wish it would have. I wish she would have just said it. Because if anyone was going to say it, it would have been her. And it would have been so iconic if my drama teacher outed me.
But you could have been Will Parker. Will Parker's gay coded.
You're definitely right about that. I would have taken any role at that moment. It was really devastating. But
here's my thing. No one. If my child one day, if I decide to procreate, decides that they want to be in theater, and they get in the chorus, and if they're bummed about it, I'm going to say, that sucks. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be in the chorus. Why? Because we all want to be special, honey. And that's it. Unless you're like a jock that as a gag wanted to like try out for the musical and get in the chorus, then I'd be like,
that's such a tired narrative.
You know? But
no more jocks in drama.
They
get the leads. They get the leads. If my child was in the chorus, I'd say adopt a crazy walk and make a wild vocal choice.
Yeah.
Now that's a BFA. That's a master's degree.
Adopt a crazy walk.
Crazy walk.
Yeah.
Literally, can you distill grad school into one sentence? It would be that.
Yeah. Patrick, do you feel that Laura was like physical with people?
Her name's Laura.
Yeah.
Are you asking if she sexually assaulted students?
No, I'm just asking. Dave is saying that they get like physical.
What I mean is emotional. Like we would be in scene study at NYU and they would be like, all right, so it's 9 a.m. and you're performing Your Daddy's Son from Ragtime. Also, you're 19 years old, okay? So in this number, also, it's, 9:05 now, you're burying your child in the ground, okay? You've had a child, the child has died, and now you're going to bury it. And that's what this song is about. Has anyone ever died in your life, Brittany? It's like, she's like, oh, like, I don't know, you go for the jugular. I don't know, at least some teachers did. Like, we had some amazing teachers, Anne Dowd, like, Queen. Some really incredible actors at NYU that were just like, so have you ever been said no to, David? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, like a couple of colleges said no to me. They'd be like, what about your parents? And I'd be like, well, she'd be like, do they know you're gay? You know, just like,
do they know you're gay, David?
Yeah, and I'd be like, well, I'm working around to it.
Were you outed by teachers in college?
No, my mom just literally asked me on Zoom. She like, it was like.
On Zoom?
Yeah, we were like FaceTiming, or not, it wasn't Zoom at the time. We were like, on Skype. Whatever. We were Skyping, actually. Yeah. Yes, I remember the like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
But we were Skyping and my mom was literally like, how's school? I was like, good. She was like, are you enjoying like your class this semester? I was like, yeah. She was like, are you planning to come home next week? I was like, mm-hmm. She was like, are you gay? I was like,
wait, no.
What year?
2009.
So it was your sophomore year?
Yes. Well, no. It was my freshman year. End of freshman year. Because I fell into the NYU cliche is gay by May. I'm sure this is at other schools as well. But
I do love that saying, gay
it was,
by May.
If you are gay and you weren't before you came to NYU,
you'll be gay
by May, honey. You will get a minor in sucking dick.
Did you have a girlfriend in high school?
Oh, my God. All 4 years.
Really? No. Was it the same girl?
I had a girlfriend named Brittany, LMAO, for 2 years. And then I had a girlfriend named Lauren for a year. And I had a girlfriend named Sam for a little while.
And how are the friendships now?
They're all lovely people. They've all moved on. Brittany works in Disney, I think. She's like, kind of drank the Disney juice. And like, honestly, God bless. It's not my journey, but like, I wish her the best of luck. I think she's like a princess or something. With she works. But also, I think I
Wait,
actually.
Hold on. Oh, she's a Disney performer. Yeah, she's like in
I
the think park.
She's, what I remember. I mean, of course, for me, only the most stunning of girls.
Of course, I was going to say. She's like, beauty and she's grace. She's a queen of the park.
Absolutely. Like, if I'm picking girls in my high school, like, I could definitely finesse my way into like a tight friendship with any girl I wanted. Like, come on. I knew exactly how to like key with them. But, like, I had to throw in some type of, like, sexual element. So I was, like, really a good kisser. Everyone said I was a good kisser. Or at least, that's what I heard. I don't know. We'll find out in the comments. Like,
so
if
you
this
were
comes
a good
out.
Kisser.
Well, yeah, I had girlfriends.
Were you, like, fingering?
Yeah, I was definitely fingering.
Oh, my God.
I was definitely getting in there and exploring.
With your
were
mouth?
You having sex?
Well, I did have sex. Oh, I had sex twice.
Okay.
It was fine. I think I could have stuck my dick in anything at that age. I don't
of
know
course.
If I mean a lot of gays are like a little bit more gold star, but like I'm pretty sure I could have had sex with anything at that time.
Yeah.
But my girlfriends were like Brittany was a lead in the musical. Actually, she was Sandy. I was Judy. It was
not
killing
Sandy
me.
And Judy.
Yeah, I remember pretending to give a fuck about her having to kiss him. Like I remember reminding myself that I had to act like I gave a fuck. After rehearsals, because I truly, properly did not give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
Well, who was he? Was he sexy?
I don't remember his name, actually. And he was pretty mid.
Okay.
He was actually one of the, like, wrestling boys who was like, I think I'm going to do the musical.
Illegal.
And even then, I was like, fuck this narrative.
Illegal.
I was like, you're taking our jobs.
You need to be committed. You need to come in here and be committed. You don't just get to walk in and be Danny Zuko? That's
not a
insane.
Chance.
He had big shoulders, though. I get it. Like, I wasn't the type. I was kind of
Did you have, like, a gay crush, though, in high school? Like, did you have a boy that...
No. I genuinely believed I was straight. Like, truly,
really?
Genuinely was like, I love women. They're my best friends. Like, honestly.
Well, that's true.
Brittany would come over after rehearsal. We would go to rehearsal all night long.
Yes.
After that, she'd come to my house. We would watch Will and Grace. Oh. She would be like,
snacks?
What? Oh, we would do, I love Chex. Like, Chex Mix.
Yes.
I love Chex Mix. And also Doritos, just classic flavor, like the nacho. Like, my fingers, like, are still orange from just bags and bags and bags. Like, a red five. Just all over my fingers. Those are my favorite snacks.
What was the drink?
Vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
Because I'm a nasty little bitch.
No, that's heaven. That's heaven. So you guys would be munching and crunching on Doritos and Chex, sucking down Vanilla Coke.
Absolutely.
And then you'd be finger blasting her.
Uh-huh. 100%. I'd be going down there. She'd
would you
be
guys
like,
be making out like in the middle of
Will
and Grace?
For so long, I would want them. The making out I was so good at because I really loved, like, I think in my mind, I was just always being like watched. Or like, so I was just like, always sort of like performing the good kisser, and I just know I was good at it. It's where I learned.
Where did you learn to kiss? Was there, this question is for both of you, was there like a movie or something that you would watch where you learned to kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember seeing Romeo and Juliet, obviously. Would you Gus Van Sant make that?
No, movie? Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann. And I remember watching Leo and Claire kiss and being throbbing on my seat, being like, this is how human people kiss.
Totally.
Leonardo DiCaprio, unfortunately, has shaped my kissing, my cinematic kissing universe as a child.
I'm just thinking of Titanic. I think I remember seeing like the scene in when they where they fuck inside the car in, yeah. the, in the ship, and I remember like the breathing in between the kissing, like him being like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, the breathing, like the clumsiness the of it, work. Is so hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of loved that.
Well,
like,
it's the feeling, and like I think the older we get, the less and less we have this. Fortunately and unfortunately, but that feeling when you're a teenager and you're like making out with someone for the first time, it's like you're hungry. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of like the Leo and Kate thing in that scene where you feel them be like,
well,
it's
like that a, kind of yeah, making out. Like
it's like an animalistic, like, like munching.
Yep.
It's a face munch.
It's a face.
Oh, I love that shit. I be face munching. You saw me.
We be face munching.
I love to kiss.
I love kissing too. I just kissing like when you're like a teenager is special.
It's so fun.
I never had a girlfriend with braces. I've never dealt with braces in a kiss.
Oh,
have
no,
you?
No.
I'm just thinking teenager. I'm like, what's
actually? No. I guess I must have had braces, but I've never met a brace.
I don't think I kissed anyone with braces, but there's a chance Abe might have to get braces, and I look forward to it.
That's honestly kind of chic.
Yeah, it's so cute. I'm like, oh my god, get braces.
Yeah.
Get a pube stuck in your bracket.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like in high school, people be like, oh my god, you gave head, and you have pubes stuck in your bracket.
Oh my god, no, I've never heard that. Oh gosh. Oh no. Wait, do you guys something I'm remembering about my senior year of high school was that it was the first time a naked picture of a friend had ever like surfaced. It circled. So actually, like the boys in the class below me made like a folder on like a shared folder that had like naked photos that all of the girls in the grades were sending. It was like some like database that they would like had all of them in. There was like, it was all child pornography essentially.
Well, I mean, literally
100%. And there was like, I remember they got in trouble, but it went on for a very long time. And this poor girl, she's a wonderful woman and a mother now, but she was like, we'll call her, like Brenda, but she was naked Brenda. And ever like it was like horrifying.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes, of course I did. I had to I in order to assimilate as a straight person, I had to be somewhat interested.
Of
it was
course,
like bizarre. Yeah. Like I look back and like I really did like I was so codes like so coded to just do whatever I had to sort of like not raise the question or deal with it. Mm. That's why the Gay by May is so real. Like when you come to NYU and everyone's gay from all over the country.
Right.
You have a complete clean slate. It's just like, why would you not? You just awaken to it all. Like,
wow. God, the naked photos.
Yeah,
that was something we had a few of those.
Well, we had the thing at Sidwell where there was at this like competing school where basically this guy put a camera in the girls' locker room. A student put a camera in the girls' locker room and filmed them, but the parents, I mean, we come from a very litigious place, so like the parents kind of put the kibosh on that really quickly.
Do you remember in American Pie when they set up the camera to watch Jason Biggs hook up with Shannon Elizabeth, and they like stream it, and then like Shannon Elizabeth ends up getting kicked out of the school for like having sex, but not the fact that like Stifler and whomever
set
else like
camera.
Set up a camera to like live stream them fucking. Mm-hmm. It's all so fucked.
Yeah, that's like that was like the last hurrah for movies like that, I feel.
Did you play sports?
I did. Well, like I said, I was a B+ student, so like I had extracurriculars were like, I was like, that's what's gonna get me into college. So I did everything. I was on swim team. I did track. I did Model United Nations. I did mock trial.
Love mock trial. Love
oh my God, mock trial
that's
was
how
so
I
much
became
fun.
Yeah, that's how Patrick and I became friends.
Mock trial?
Yeah.
We literally did
you
mock
You became
trial.
Friends being like, I object.
Well, literally.
It's acting. It's theater.
It's sure, complete acting.
Yeah.
Were you witnesses or were you on the...
We were the prosecution and Greta developed this tactic in mock trial where when we would be, I don't know, lose, when they would rule against us, Greta would go, you don't know me.
Oh, doesn't make sense in the context of a courtroom.
No sense.
No, it doesn't.
No sense.
But it was all play. It was all make-believe. And we were just having fun. And, you know.
That was back when photo booth was a really big thing.
Oh, I have old photo booth.
We have a lot of old photo booths of us.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of old photo booth pictures of us in those glasses that are actually straws.
Yeah, that you can drink straws.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Kanye glasses. This was also a big year for Kanye in 2008.
Oh, God.
I was like, it was like the, 808 and Heartbreak.
It was
I was at that concert.
Glow in the Dark tour.
Yeah.
We saw Rihanna open for Kanye.
Honestly, like looking back, truly unreal.
The most iconic photo of Patrick and I taken was at that show.
Oh, sort of a triptych of sorts.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Were you on drugs?
No, wasted,
pure,
just alcohol.
Yeah.
Were you doing drugs and drinking in high school?
I was pretty straight. Well, I was drinking. Like something that was of high priority to me was being like extremely popular. Mm. Like I just wanted to be friends with everybody. I wanted to go wherever the people were underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to be at the party where the booze is.
Yes.
So that means I need to be friends with everybody. So I was very political, though I did run for class president and lose.
To who?
This guy, Adam. He's pretty hot. It sucks when they're hot.
What's he up to? Is he straight?
I think he works in sports medicine. Yeah, he's straight.
That's hot.
But,
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my first memories of Dave Mazzoni is that when we started at NYU, you had spectacular headshots. Like glamour shots.
Wow.
Does that ring a bell for you? Like, I have visions of you with like swoopy hair and a vest, like at the beach.
So there was a period of time, but this is more like middle school, but like I got like roped into one of those like sort of like pyramid schemes for young actors.
Like
those,
Barbizon or something like that.
It was called like Star Scout or something like that. And it's like, they basically come to your small town and they tell you your child is special and they have something and that they have, you know, like representatives from MTV and they say all the words that they need to say and that your child, we think that they have something. And of course, I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Like, they had to walk this little runway. And anyway, long story short.
I walked the little runway,
like, wear a number, this whole thing.
Wait, hold on. When you walked the runway and you wore a number.
No, like.
Was it just like a number? Like, you're the number 15.
Like American Idol.
Yeah, but. So, you're on the runway and you're walking. Number. But are you singing? Like, what are they judging?
No, they're literally just looking at you. It was, like, all about, like, looks and type. Like, I would come to realize that so many of these things, my high school theater teacher, this, like, it was called Pro Scout. This like modeling, like casting agents advice would like influence and fuck with my self-confidence for like years to come. Because like, I really, really thought that that was how the business works. And my dad,
it's not.
No, 100%. But at that time it was just, you didn't do anything. I put on my best Gap outfit, you know, like my best like GAP shirt and like
classic.
Swishy pants.
Classic.
And I walked down this thing and literally just smiled and like got calls from certain child modeling agencies and things like that, and like eventually would get comp cards done and like did like small catalog stuff.
You do post really iconic old model
That's what I'm talking. Well, that was when I was even younger.
Yeah,
but I've always had like the theater bug. Like I was doing like children's theater. Like I was doing like Goldilocks and the Three Bears for like young kids as like a 14-year-old being like a working actor getting paid like $100 to go do summer theater.
Not bad.
It was fulfilling, and it also taught me like, I don't know, gave me like humility about like giving a show to anybody, because I was performing for like literally like tiny kids, and I was like, actually, like you can make anybody laugh if you really get it. Like it was actually very useful. But I said, I'm getting off topic. What were we talking about?
Your life.
Your life. I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is there a memory, a moment, a story that is like quintessential to your high school experience? Like something that in your mind sticks out as, wow, Dave, that was so something that happened in high school. Wasn't that an amazingly worded question?
I know. It was really like wide. when I think of my senior year of high school, I think of like, Spirit Week being so important to me. We had like a fiesta day, which in suburban Rhode Island, I just know it just tastes bad. And I know, like looking back on it, it's got to be horrific. I think I dressed up like a giant taco, which I made out of like a foam mattress pad. Like,
wow, you made it?
Spray painted it, like went all out for Spirit Week. I decorated my car.
What kind of car?
I had an Infiniti i30 gold.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Yeah. Interior beige.
Interior beige.
Love.
A spoiler on the back. It
oh
got
my God.
Tires got completely jacked and front wheel broken while I was in the movie theaters seeing Devil Wears Prada.
What?
With my friend Nicole.
Did you ever find out who did it?
What? Nope. We found it in Providence with on cinder blocks, no tires, and
no.
The front windshield bashed in. There was a screwdriver in the front ignition.
Stop.
I literally remember walking out of Devil Wears Prada being like, that was so good, such a great movie. Okay, where is my car? And we just kept walking around and I was like, wait, man, like, where the fuck? And then, yeah, it was really gone. My parents had to come pick me up. It was just gone.
How long did it take you to find it in Providence?
It showed up like 3 days later. The cops called us. But at the time I was going to NYU, so it was like, well, I guess I don't need a car anymore.
Right.
And my sister was psyched. She got a new one. So it was
okay, just wait, Amanda. Spirit Week.
Spirit Week.
The foam taco.
Oh yeah, giant foam taco. What else? We did like a like cartoon day. I was like a Ninja Turtle spray painted my face like full green.
So you were just committed.
Oh, I was fully committed. We had this thing called Way Out Games, which was like a we would go out to the football field and they would do all the classes versus each other in like physical games, like spin around on a bat and like carry something across a thing, or like tug of war.
Right.
And we would all wear a color and it was extremely competitive. And we would get, seniors would always get blackout drunk.
Did you get blackout?
You asked me, actually, that was what we were spinning off of earlier. You were asking me if I, like, got fucked up. The beginning of school, no. But as soon as I got into NYU, early decision. Did you get an early decision?
No.
Oh, I got it in December. So sorry, you had to wait.
I know.
Well, I got in, and as soon as that happened, I was, like, tits up. I was like, let's rage.
Really?
And yeah, and all the politics I'd put in had really worked out. I had a lot of friends and like everyone had access to like someone's Bacardi or Burnett's.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure Burnett's has to have come up on this show.
I was gonna say, what did you drink? What were you drinking?
Drink of choice was peach Burnett's.
Wow.
Wait, yeah. What is Burnett's?
It's just like a cheap vodka that if you put in the freezer becomes like almost like a thick syrup.
Oh.
And it was really delicious with a Sierra Mist.
Mm.
Peach?
That sounds good.
That sounds
peach.
Amazing.
Also, I would have like mixed that. That also would have been good with like a maybe even like a cherry 7 Up.
Uh huh.
Or like
you could make it like a 7-7.
Iced tea.
Mm-hmm. You can make it iced tea. I don't like bad things.
Cherry
I love
Coke.
To cook. I love nice things. And I think even back then I was like the 151. I was never that girl.
Ew, me either.
I was like, guys are crazy.
There were a bunch of boys in our grade that would drink 151.
I think I would drink anything.
yeah.
Unfortunately. I went through a phase of drinking cranberry vodka mixed with cranberry juice.
That sounds delicious.
Which in my mind like was
cran.
The hack of all hacks and would get me blacked the fuck out.
Oh, but cranberry juice is so wild.
Remember like blacking out in high school? How scary.
Really scary.
I mean, just awful.
I just think about the kids that used to drive. I mean,
terrible.
And I don't it sucked, but like, I mean, the kids used to get in the car.
The
girls used to get in the car.
I mean, thank God for Uber, honey.
I know.
Thank God for Uber.
Truly.
It changed the game. Also, I mean, moving to New York City changed everything for me.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh my God, is that a door knock I hear?
Oh my God.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the high school guidance counselor's office.
Oh my God,
it's
I always come here.
It's me shoving my tits up. Your high school guidance counselor, and I'm joined today with my sexy son.
Hi.
Don't look at him.
Hi.
In this section of the pod, you get to rectify a wrongdoing of your high school past. You can say fuck you to someone, you can apologize to someone, or you can do both. The time is yours, and at the end of our session, you will be healed of any lingering high school trauma. Because that is how therapy works.
Yeah, it's instantaneous and
it
permanent.
It is. It's instant.
I love that. Okay. So this would be like an advice moment for myself. I would say...
No, not an advice moment for yourself.
Okay.
You get to say fuck you to someone, or you get to apologize to someone, or you get to do both. You get to rectify a wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. We are not at the advice section yet.
Okay. I'm going to say a fuck you to this boy, Shane.
Yes.
Who was a twin in our high school. And
they're always fucked.
He was so gorgeous. And he took my girlfriend from me at one moment. And turns out we're both gay. And I want to say fuck you, Shane. why didn't you come out? Why didn't we both come out?
And why didn't you guys hook up?
We could have been fucking, Shane.
Yes.
Shane, we could have had that moment under the bleachers.
Yes.
I wasn't out in high school, and I genuinely believe this, because I was not attracted to any of the like gay people at my school. There was only a few that were out. I just wasn't into anyone. Yeah. I was like, if I'm not attracted to the four gay men that right. are out at my school, then I must not be gay.
Totally.
But I think if Shane and I had found each other, I think we really could have been a really popular and really explosive sort of it couple.
Yeah. Do you think he took your girlfriend because he wanted to fuck you? And so she was the closest.
I think there was a little bit of like...
That's horny.
Honestly, yeah. I want that narrative.
That's hot.
I don't recall, but I see him out with his husband.
Here in New York?
He lives in...
Cute.
And like they have like... I see them every now and then, and I'm always like, just like, damn, we could have been fucking... And it fucking sucks. And so fuck you, Shane, for not being braver than I was.
For not being braver than me and coming out first.
I really could have used your example, and also we could have sucked dick at a young age.
That would be so heartbreaking.
I know. I look at all of these young, like 18, 19, 20-year-old boys that are just coming out of high school, and they have had so much sexual experience.
It's insane.
And I just feel like,
I'm so jealous of Brooks Marks.
We worked. Yes, I know. We
but
all did this for
I
Brooks.
I also think that can backfire, too, because I was someone that was super sexually active in high school. I had a lot of sex in high school. It was
a lot of
all
dick sucking.
Bad. And to be honest with you, like, you can suck dick, you can fuck, whatever. But, like, you don't really know what you're doing truly until you have other life experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of all bad.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I do agree that no matter what kind of, like, love or relationship, that's why, like, high school sweethearts... I find so cringe.
No, it's not it's good. Scary.
I just think
it's
high school sweethearts good. Is psycho. No. Like, what are you doing?
Are you
like,
doing?
You met this person when you were also doing a bio lab report.
Yeah.
Like, how could you possibly know what, like, I don't know. I don't get it. Or, like, you're swinging like hell. I mean, and you're just, like, open. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But
well,
my parents are high school
you,
sweethearts.
Shane.
I don't get you, Mom and Dad. And fuck you, Shane.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, why are you still together?
Mom and Dad, why are you still together?
Mom
you're
and Dad,
lame.
Break up.
Yeah. It's literally weird that you're still together. They just went to my dad's 45th high school reunion and like they took a picture together with like this thing that was like, I married well, because it was like for all the couples that met in high school and stayed together still. Honestly, it's the cutest fucking picture
That's
ever.
That's really cute.
But it's also fucking weird. And Mom and Dad, get a life.
Get a life, freaks.
Patrick, do you have anything you'd like to get off your chest in the guidance counselor's office?
Oh my God, no, I just want to echo what Dave has to say. I had a similar sort of situation of someone who I thought was really cool, like I sort of looked up to, and then he came out. Greta actually informed me that he was gay like a number of years ago, and I screamed and collapsed to the ground. It sort of shook my very fact. He was sort of the archetypal man to me and in high school, meaning straight at the time, so to sort of
and it was all based on lies.
It's all lies.
I know, you guys, when you realize that a bunch of gay people were holding up each other's straight infrastructure during a very horny time period in your life, it's something to grapple with.
It's a house of cards.
I wish it would have toppled down or bottomed down, you know.
Yeah, whatever you prefer,
if you will. Okay. I'm not sure.
Or
Shane
switch.
Is
that what it's called? Side
honestly
switch?
Shane, that's whatever you want.
I'm just seeing these labels and I don't know what they mean.
Yeah. I would like to say fuck you to someone that sexually rejected me in high school who was in the class above us. I would just like to say fuck you. You didn't deserve me. We're going to bleep his name, but okay. I'm going to say the name, but we're going to bleep the name. Fuck you. You literally led me on. You made me. You knew I got rejected from theater. So I went and did sets with you because I thought you and I had a thing. And guess what? We didn't. You led me on. And honey, I was not meant to build. Okay? Period. Fuck you.
You also got his haircut, because that iconic haircut, Dave, that you know Greta for... Is
yeah,
that
we had
person's
the same.
Hair.
Oh, wow.
We had the same. We
sort
had the
of
same
a brunette
cut.
Bob.
Yeah, kind of a floppy bob.
Yeah.
Okay, now, wow, what an exciting time. We have a classmates corner, finally. I need you guys to choose purple or red, because we have two that I can choose
red.
From.
That
red.
Was my the color of my high school.
Okay, that's it. We're going to do red. This is from Bill. I'm writing in with an apology to a number of people who suffered at the hands of my friends and my teenage boredom and mischievousness. I grew up in northern Jersey, about 40 minutes outside of New York City. A popular hangout in town is a spot known as The View that looks over the Manhattan skyline. On weekend nights, it's rife with high schoolers, many of them from out of town, which us local kids didn't like. On the nights my friends and I didn't have anyone's house we could drink at, we'd drive past The View with super soakers, which I took from the lost and found of the lake I lifeguarded at, and annihilated the groups hanging out there. A prime target were couples making out on the rock wall that lined the street. We sometimes filled the super soakers with ice, and I think we once used Diet Coke, which in retrospect seems unnecessarily cruel. One night I remember shooting a girl we knew directly in the face, which elicited a very memorable scream. She's a fairly famous actress now, so it obviously didn't mess her up that bad. Honey, you gotta write in and let me know who that is.
Oh my god, who did you blast in the face with Diet Coke? Anne Hathaway?
Though mostly harmless, I do feel a little bad about the many nights of squirting. Yes, we called this pastime squirting. My friends and I still joke about our squirting misadventures and look back on those nights with much fondness and some regret. So, to everyone I blasted with water at The View, especially Miranda, I'm sorry. Wow. Honestly, go off. I wish I squirted.
Honey, in more ways than one. Oh, oh my god, I remember finding out about squirting. I think that was in high school. I think that was like everyone was like, oh, we're talking about squirting this year.
Squirting is so cool. I'm still obsessed with it.
Squirt. Remember that video?
What?
Do you remember that video?
I've never seen that, no.
Oh my god. There was this video that went kind of viral. It was after we were in high school, but it was a girl who's like, you see this pillow? And she like holds up her pillow and it's like covered in fucking like yellow stains.
Oh.
She's looking at the camera. She goes, it's not pee. It's squirt. And then she was like, it feels good. You just gotta keep going. I'm gonna play it for you guys.
We need to watch it.
Yeah. It's not pee. It's squirt.
Ew, squirt, yeah. The noun.
Yeah.
Like that there, the object.
I forgive Bill for squirting.
Yeah. That's totally fine. It seems fun. Honestly, I would love a Diet Coke right now.
I mean, blasting people with Diet Coke, though, I would be fucking pissed if I was cool. Wearing, because it's just sticky and gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
But it's very wholesome. I mean, that's very like 1950s Grease of him. It's like they were throwing water balloons.
And he was stealing super soakers from the Lost and Found at the lake. That sounds like a movie.
He's a lifeguard.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Somebody's hot. Bill, send pics.
Send pics.
And let us know who the actress is.
And let us squirt. Let us squirt this time.
I
want to know.
I have a feeling it's Anne.
You think?
Ms. Anne? No, Ms. Anne is too old.
No, I was going to say Hathaway.
Oh.
It's got to be Anne Hathaway.
It's Anne Dow.
How old is...
No, oh my God,
could
never.
Can you imagine?
Blasting Anne Dow in the face with Diet Coke.
Well, she... Anyway, I'm not going to even go into it.
No, let's not.
Dave, if you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
It would be that when you finger a girl... make sure she like if she's shaved that you don't go up too fast with your fingers, because I got a cut on my finger one time from some really sharp pubes, and that hurt, and I'll never forget that moment.
Dave,
it really hurt my fingers, and
not the sharp
pube. I didn't like
sharp. Oh my god, you saying don't go up on the sharp pube actually gave me a shooting pain like in my vagina, because I was like, oh, what a visceral, awful feeling.
Yeah, it was a terrible feeling for both of us, and it really
irked
me. Yeah, it drew blood.
Wow, shaving your pubes. Like, yeah. I hope that if you're in high school and you're listening to this podcast, first of all, you have amazing taste. Second of all, don't shave your fucking pussy.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Trim, maintain. But like, let me tell you something, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you want to be a... Look, if you feel good, bald and free, go completely off. But if you feel like you need to be bald and free because of boys, you really don't.
Mm-mm.
They are so lucky to even be... exploring.
Is also, would that even be legal if a child walked into a wax center?
A wax center.
What the fuck is it called?
I was going into nail salons Uni-wax? And getting Brazilians.
You were like, getting Brazilians as a child, though?
As a 16-year-old?
No.
Yes, bitch.
That's illegal.
You think I'm going to go to Rehoboth full bush? You're out of your mind. You think I'm going to pull up to Beach Week?
No, honey.
In my fucking Bear. Pac Sun bikini?
And then...
Yeah, no, my BCBG bikini
God.
I stole from my sister?
Oh my
no,
God.
No, no, no.
Wow, PacSun, what a time, what a place.
Well, yeah, what was your pube situation? When did you start trimming?
I was like really late with puberty. Like it didn't, I'm still not like an extremely hairy person. Just didn't really happen for me.
Right.
But like I remember in high school, my friend Greg was like the first to have like a full beard. Like I think it was like our sophomore year of high school. Mm. He had like full beard.
That was always weird. Like the one person in high school that had like the thick full beard. We knew some of those. Well, we're going to bleep that name, but yeah.
It's kind of iconic. I mean, what happened with him?
Nothing happened with him. They're just people that don't deserve to be mentioned.
Yeah, agree.
On my show. You know what I mean? People that have doth done me dirty.
And brother. Absolutely. And I will say, regarding the pubes, that I agree with you wholeheartedly. That, like, I just don't think it's a necessary thing.
But the sharp pube, I mean, wow.
It really hurt. Well, that was, like, we were really going through a lot during that period. That was, like, the sort of the very end of my performance of being straight. Mm. Like, I remember giving a lot of hickeys during that time because I had something to prove. I was just like, let's just, like, how can we make out and make that more intense? Because I just don't think I want to have sex.
Mm. Having hickeys, like, I do hickeys. Do feel good, but like
I want a hickey. I want my boyfriend to give me a hickey.
I want a hickey.
Oh, I just got one in Barcelona. It was like I got like bludgeoned to the neck.
That lasted day for like
it was my entire trip. Yeah. He gave me this hickey like the third day of my 10-day.
What was the location?
Right on my neck. Like all these photos of me like looking out over the water in Barcelona, like every single group photo from that moment, I have this giant black hickey on my fucking.
Do you remember like being in high school, girls being like, if you rub your hickeys with a toothbrush, it makes them go away faster.
That irritates the skin beyond.
Of course, they're like it breaks up the blood that's been sucked to the surface.
That is insanity. I heard cold spoon a few times.
Cold spoon.
I say. Cover up and scarf, bitch. Yeah. And we were lucky that we went to high school time where scarves could really wear happening. Scarves in
the
summer.
I was going to say pop collar, double pop collar.
Yeah, double pop collar.
Double pop collar. Also, like, circle scarf, American Apparel was happening at this time. Yes. We were getting, like...
Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, we wanted to do a double wrap just kind of, like, you know... Matt Rogers and I have a song from that era called Gay Scarf. I mean, it's literally what that era was about.
Invented comedy.
Yes, look it up.
Did you... go to prom?
Yes, I did. I actually went to every single prom, both junior and senior, all 4 years.
Wow.
I was every single girl in drama club's date.
Okay.
For their junior and senior proms, and then I went to all of mine. I was a great date. Like,
of course you were.
In the same way that I go to almost every wedding now. Yes. Like, I'm just like a good date like that.
Singing, dancing.
Yeah, like having good fun, like doing this.
You're a great host.
Yes. What did you wear? What was your favorite look?
I always kind of gave classic suit. I never gave like bold color suit.
You never did cummerbund matching dates dress.
All white. No, top never hat. Did. No, never was like. I even then I was like, ugh, like I hate these alt boys who wear top hats and are like, I'm gonna take this really seriously.
No, yeah, that was embarrassing.
I was like, what is this? It was giving Panic at the Disco, who I did think was hot at the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would say Usher and Panic at the Disco were my first two like male queer awakenings.
Mm.
Like I saw Usher's abs. I don't remember what video it was. Might have been the Confessions video or maybe Let It Burn. And I was like, that is something.
Let It Burn was really hot.
I remember watching that over and over again on AOL Music.
Where did he go?
Usher? He's in a residency in Vegas, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're all going to go to.
He's in models' DMs, too. Like, I have friends that I've gotten DM'd by Usher.
I would suck it and fuck it.
Oh, right now, period. Would break my arm. Kill me now, please.
Mm. Patrick, who was your gay awakening in high school? Patrick's like, Thomas Jefferson.
I'm like the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner.
Tim Orville.
Actually, Tim Geithner can get it. But that wasn't until Obama. My sexual awakening.
Thank you for letting us all know.
Oh my God.
Well, it was the king. It was my king.
Oh, right. No, but I mean in pop culture.
You know, here's something that I just want to talk about. The boy bands, meaning...
And this is actually a good parlay because we did say up top that we need to talk about the VMAs.
No, and we need to talk about the VMAs. The boy bands, meaning like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, even 98 Degrees. I feel like they were really like centered on the blonde performers. And I was always into the JC Chazay, the Kevin... What was his name? Kevin...
Are you talking about JC Chazay?
I don't know Kevin. Kevin is from Backstreet Boys.
Kevin from Backstreet.
Yeah, I don't remember his last name. But
Kevin
it doesn't
from Backstreet
matter.
Was sexy. JC Chazay was
all
sexy.
All of 98 Degrees, all of them, I think were all brunettes.
You're right.
Yeah, that was what was really bold and really crazy about them.
Yeah, they were crazy.
But I just was like not into JT, not into what's his face, Brian. I was into the like moody dark.
Oh, I loved Justin Timberlake's confidence, and I also just thought he was really vocally talented.
I was
a Brian guy too. I loved Brian.
I loved Brian. Brian was my guy in Backstreet. I thought that Backstreet was sexier overall than NSYNC. I just remember, like, thinking about Chris Kirkpatrick, and in hindsight, I'm obsessed. But that hairdo, I remember just being like, I was like, you're crazy, man.
What about AJ?
He always had goggles.
Oh, my God. Well, AJ, like...
AJ was giving Jack Sparrow.
AJ just had what? Like, a bleached goatee and was, like, wearing, like, goggles? Like,
Yeah.
You know?
But I loved his voice, though. He had a power voice.
Now, vocally, I do think, and don't come for me, this is my opinion, vocally, I think Backstreet is stronger.
Yeah, sure. Although JC and Justin could have been a duo.
Yes. Well,
they were.
Basically were.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but then again, I also love Joey. I love Joey Fatone. I love all of them.
But just looking back, like, if you go back and watch the Dirty Pop music video from the Celebrity album.
Insane.
Watch Joey Fatone, your uncle, in the back, just fucking popping and locking his shit. That whole, like, boom, Justin Timberlake's beatboxing era, which is another one of the most cringeworthy things on the planet. Like, you are my generation if you know a Justin Timberlake beatbox.
Boom.
Did he beatbox on Girlfriend?
Oh, he did it at the end of a bunch of things.
Girlfriend, that is a banger.
I love that song. The music video. They're on top of the cars.
Mm-hmm. I know you hear your friends when they say you should. And Nelly is on that track. He don't want you, like I want you, believe me, boo, I ain't something.
Yep, I know it.
Appreciate you. I like everything about you. Your hips and the way they sway.
Yep.
I'll be a
Nelly, the country artist.
Boo, I care what you think. So tell your man bye bye and tell him he's long gone.
Gone.
Yeah. That was a fun era.
What was that? That's Timbaland.
Are you sure that it's real? Mm-hmm. Don't you think about it, mama. Yeah.
I think
it's so good.
That was like when, because tonight is the night of the VMAs here in 2023. And I was talking to Greta earlier about like wanting to watch it.
But the VMAs were something that we would watch. Yeah. Like they held weight. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know.
Well, we didn't have cell phones that like were providing us content all day long. So like we tuned in.
And it was
for...
like a look to look at celebrity.
Yeah.
It was a dog and pony show. They would trot them out for us to consume, and I would just love it. Like production value, like Britney, of course.
I mean, no one turned it out. No one is like Britney. Period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was one of my biggest obsessions, and that's one of the reasons why I'm sure that some of my classmates, but I don't know how more of them didn't call me out for being so obviously gay. I was so blatantly obsessed with Britney Spears and like very unapologetic about it. Like, would literally run to the dance floor when Gimme More was on. You sang it at the top of this episode. It was my favorite song.
You weren't bullied at all.
I don't have politicking. I was really just kind of like I was pointing the conversation elsewhere, and I also maybe in that was also probably a bully. So I'll also say like a blanket sorry to anyone that I bullied in high school, because I'm pretty sure I may have trampled a few queer sisters and brothers in an effort to remain off the radar.
Mm.
You know how we do that sometimes. Yes. And that's just me being really honest, because that's the kind of person I am now. I take accountability for my actions.
Mm. Did you have frosted tips?
I did get pulled through the cap, if you will, once or twice. But that was actually in like middle school that I did that.
Did your mom do it?
No, I went my Aunt Sue. She pulled them through. I remember her stabbing me with a little thing I remember being like, ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
And like, it was cute. I liked it. I didn't do too much crazy stuff with my hair. And also I was thinking about wearing these Air Forces here. These were a shoe that I was so afraid to wear in high school.
Why?
I don't know. They just kind of felt like not my style. Like I was always Vans or like checkerboard something or like Converse.
Wow,
like,
I would not expect that from you.
I know. I was this weird straddle between like... like popular, but also like full tech theater kid, like literally like covered in paint and
like maybe like listening to ska music.
What? Oh my God. I literally just found my CD case, which I still have because I can't throw it away.
Of course.
And it's like one page. It's like Hairspray. And then it's like My Chemical Romance.
Love.
Then it's like original soundtrack of Rent. And then it's like Coheed and Cambria, or like
Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah. And then you like flip it, and it's like
Ryan Cabrera.
No, it's like Phantom of the Opera, and then the Freaky Friday soundtrack,
yes.
And then like I don't know. It that is my personality. Like
I
was just kind of like very quietly and very like aware that I was like a creative,
yeah.
And like loved to perform, loved to be on stage. I hosted all the pep rallies and like hosted the talent shows. We had like a holiday like talent show. I loved doing all of that, but like also was very, very concerned about where I was going to underage drink, and that meant.
But that was something that took up a lot of our.
Yeah.
And you know, refreshing to talk to a fellow teen who was worried about where we were going to go and what we were going
to
do.
I mean, I just wanted to be on somebody's like web shots, like
of course,
you know, just
no. you want to be in that Facebook web
the
shots.
Album.
You want to be on Cool Pics. No, what was it? What was Flickr?
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day that was just like, can you imagine that we uploaded like 158 unedited photos from a digital camera of all of us just underage drinking
and tagging each other all over
the internet. Like, it's just absolutely bonkers.
It's crazy and it's asinine and it's raw and it's real. And
that's
why we are the punk rock.
And that's why these young like influencers with like 6 Instagram posts and it's like really polished. And like, it's like they're like 14 in their first picture. They look like they're 28 years old, fully polished. It's like they have learned from our mistakes. We walked so you could pretend to have it all together.
Yeah, we know you don't.
But honestly, I think being kind of a mess is like why our generation has like a little bit more of a no fucks given about like this online social media obsession.
Say that.
You know, it's like
we are
the last generation to be on the other side of it a little bit. Like 2008, think about it. Like I'd say like from that year on, like the next 4 years, cell phones permeate. Like when was the iPhone?
The iPhone came out in 2007.
So
I did not have an iPhone until 2010. I had a BlackBerry. Mm-hmm.
I was a BlackBerry girl too.
I love
BBM was my favorite place to talk shit. What's your pin?
And my final question of the pod, which I can't believe we're already at the end.
I've had a blast.
Is what was your senior superlative?
Okay, so I had two.
Of course.
My first was most likely to steal the spotlight. Which was essentially,
I think, just drag.
Like, what? Honestly, yes. But like, they kind of like our yearbook editor that year was like, what if instead of we did like the boring, like, you know, like most popular, like, what if we made them like a little cooler? And like, whatever, their pitch made it into the fucking book. So instead of being
most likely to steal the spotlight,
very bitter, but I was happy to take it. And then the other one, oh, why can't I remember? Oh my God.
How did you get two?
Schools did that.
Yeah.
Like, some people are like, I got best eyes and I got best dress.
I can't remember my
other
one.
Best ass.
Best eyes, best ass, best tits.
Best fucking throat. That's what I'm going to start saying.
Warmest
gonna
say,
did
throat.
You get, yeah, I got
best throat.
I got warmest throat and wettest hole.
Oh my God, baby.
Longest squirt.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Like, yeah, most 10-second squirt.
They lined us all up.
Most likely to squirt.
Most likely to squirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my senior superlative.
Yeah, mine was mostly going to steal the spotlight.
And you do steal the spotlight, Dave.
Thank you.
You are a superstar.
Thank you very much. I've reconnected with my star power since 2008.
And I would just like to say something that I love to observe in people recounting their high school past and to who they are now. I would say something that you are amazing at is politicking, and everyone loves you and everyone fucks with you. So all of your efforts that you put into doing that in high school has paid off.
Mm. I think you might be right about that.
I think I am.
I think you might be right about that. Yeah. I think that, I mean, in what we do, especially something that NYU taught me was like everybody becomes somebody. Like not everybody becomes and the actress that they dreamed of, but everyone or most people stick around in this industry and find their way to be creative.
And some might say, behind every Ann Dowd, there is a Bill squirting her with Diet Coke in the face.
Oh, absolutely. And we need this community.
And
so
we
like,
need the Bills. We
being
need the Bills
kind,
and we need the Anns.
We need it.
We need them all.
Yeah.
But being kind is important. And like, yeah, I think that was something that if for any other, now for more than just a nice stiff vodka soda from my underage friend. Just that's like the takeaway. Just be a nice person.
And you know, we learned that from Ellen. Thank you, Ellen.
Oh my God, a hero and a villain. Ellen.
That's not true.
Wait, I did watch Ellen. I would come home and watch Oprah. Did you watch the final episode of Oprah with your mother?
Of course.
Oh my God, I wept like a
faggot. I didn't watch it with my mom, but I...
I wept like a faggot during the final episode of Oprah.
And that's probably why your mom was like, I think my son's gay. She's like, I know my son is fingering and his fingers are getting cut on sharp pews.
He can't stop bleeding.
But he's simply sobbing at the last episode of Oprah.
Oh,
maybe
I just remember...
he fingered her too.
I just knew it was the end of an era. That woman taught me about my poop, you know?
Thank you, Harpo.
Thank you, Harpo Studios. Harpo. Oh, God.
Wow, what an amazing kind of roller coaster of an episode this has
been. Yeah, really wild. I loved high school. That's the takeaway for me.
Okay.
I loved it. Bring it on. I would do it all over again.
You would?
I would do it all over again.
Oh, that's a new question I'm going to start asking.
Would you go back?
Would you go back?
To senior
for free?
Year?
You need to do all 4 years or nothing. All 4 years or nothing.
And so, is it with our intelligence now?
No, I don't think it can
be. No? Okay, so if I'm just going to go through it blind again, no. But I would...
Yeah, no.
I couldn't possibly bear not being cast in Oklahoma again. I think it nearly kills me.
Well, no, you can change your...
Path. But would it be in 2023? Because I feel like it's such a cultural difference.
Okay, fine. If you had to go to high school now, would you? All
no.
4 years.
Oh, in today's day and age?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Would you?
No.
No. I have friends that are teachers. Kids. They say that the students of today are absolutely fried. COVID completely changed the learning style.
I'd go and be fucking pussy popping on a handstand. If I could go to high school now, I would be like...
You'd go be viral.
I'd be like, move over, bitches!
Yeah. I feel like I would be creating content all over the school.
Yeah,
right,
I would take it back. I would be a high school celebrity.
I would be one of those girls that's like on TikTok like...
one of those really pretty, rail
thin, so
young.
You'd
be one of those girls that would do like the like I'm gonna chug this Sprite and not burp.
Well, yeah, and then like giggle like oh my God like afterwards, you know, or be like doing donuts like ooh.
Or like
she
I'm bringing my boyfriend like Sonic. Like,
yep, exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, like, get ready with me while I get my boyfriend like make my boyfriend pancakes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. That is me. And if you're looking for that, I am single, so you can slide in.
I also want you to be my mom. I mean, yeah. I love my mom, but I want you to be my, like, PTA mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I plan to have kids. I'm sort of with you on that. Like, I can't really decide if the world is worth saving.
But you would be such a good mom.
But I would be. I would be great in the PTA.
You'd be a great teacher, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Principal, even. Principal. Planning the get-togethers.
Why are you putting me in management? Oh, gosh.
Well, because you're so good at producing.
Yeah, you are so good at producing.
Well, yeah, but I also, like, well, no, I don't want, the public school system is a mess, no.
Maybe a bougie private school.
Oh. Yeah, I would love that. With like
private.
A cunt outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Stuff to talk about at drinks after this.
Thank you for having me.
Thank Career you so much for doing this show, Dave. Where can everyone find you and follow you?
At Dave Mazzoni on all socials. I have a show with Marie Faustin that's going to be touring to the DC area and to Philly. And we have shows all throughout the rest of 2023 in New York.
So to our hometown pals in DC, go to Marie's show that Dave is producing. Why Are You Single?
Yes, Why Are You Single? It's a dating game show. We take singles and we figure out what the fuck is wrong with them.
I love it. Patrick, Greta. Thanks for coming and being our third.
Thank you.
Maybe you can come back again.
Yeah, Patrick. We didn't even get to like unpack like our elaborate history as college.
I know.
We need to save that. We need to do a Patreon and we need to have a paywall up for that.
Yeah. Mother.
Yeah.
Only fans.
Did we hook up and where? All of that
and
on Patreon.
And how many times?
And how many times? And was it one of your firsts?
Honestly,
it wasn't my first.
Fully spilling the tea. Well,
go to Patreon.
The Patreon we don't have. You can slide into my DMs. I'll tell you the story.
Thank you guys so much. Sorry, I just got distracted by my breath.
You just got fully distracted by your own tits.
Thank you so much for listening to my absolutely amazing, perfect, iconic, unique, brave podcast, Senior Superlatives. If you have a classmates corner, please write into me. seniorsuperlativespod@gmail.com. Use the subject line Classmates Corner. I want to hear from you. I love hearing from you. Oh, also, I want to shout out everyone that came to my show in Scotland that listened to my podcast. That was so special. Meant a lot to me. Y'all are rock stars. And as I say every single week, stay cool. Never change. Until next time, ciao.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.